is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. Planted in my brain, still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams, I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs. And voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence.
Welcome to TLB Talk Radio. Yeah, every once in a while, I've told you, I will let that song play through. And if you just listen to the words and you try to plug that into the scenario we all live in today, you can see that Simon and Garfunkel really were looking not only into what they were seeing in their day and in my day, but in the future. Where we stand today, it's just absolutely amazing how that song fits. And one of these days, if you haven't taken the time to really listen to the words, not the music, not the singing, but the actual words to that song as they progress through the song, then you can go to the bottom of the article I publish every single Monday before noon Central on theLibertyBeacon.com. This song is at the bottom of every one of those articles. Do yourself a favor. Those of you who would listen to this show, do yourself a favor. If you've never actually listened to those words, do it. Do it and understand how prolific it is. How it really fits in the scenario we all survive in today. Well, at least some of us survive and some of us try. Again, welcome to TLB Talk Radio. The title for today's show is Drowning in Incompetence and Tyranny. And I think you all know me by now. I'm not really one who makes it a point to overstate. If I say something like this, I actually mean it, and I mean it because of all of the research I've done. I'm going to tell you that I've got 6 points that I want to put out today, but I do want to take calls. So we're going to do one of these scenarios where at the half-hour point, when we go to break, as soon as we come back from break, which is usually about, I don't know, 35 minutes after the hour, there will be calls. And I'm starting to really look forward to them, even though I know I've got enough information to really fill up the hour. I feel I need to make space, because if I'm going to be giving you the information that I'm giving you, then it's only fair that you have a venue to add your two cents worth. And if nobody calls in, that's fine too. It really is. Because I'm never at a lag for words or for things to say that are topic related. So calls will be accepted today after the half hour break. Okay? As usual, I need to tell everybody that this is a show that is sponsored by TLB Talk, which obviously it's TLB Talk Radio. TLB Talk is a social media platform that the Liberty Beacon Project, which I am the founder of, has put up to allow you a voice. But not only to talk, but to listen. Because if you've got information you feel is important enough to share, then others you must know are in the same position, and they have information they wish to share with you. If a platform was only there for you to talk, everybody would be talking and no one would be listening. Gee, go right back to the opening song. But if you're going to talk, then you must be able to listen as well. And this is what TLB Talk was set up for. It was set up to circumvent the censorship of big tech, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. The places where, when these platforms were initiated, it was all about free speech. It was all about get your word out. And the more money they gleaned from the government and the more money they gleaned from big investors who had an interest in censoring some of what you said. Look, the Liberty Beacon Project does not take corporate money on any of our websites, especially TLB Talk. If you don't drop $5 in the bucket, we don't get anything. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to remain. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If it wasn't for RBN, we wouldn't have this platform. And I really enjoy doing these shows on Sunday. I really do. I really enjoy having the ability to give you as much information as I possibly can. I really do enjoy the feedback, and I'm getting to the point where I'm getting addicted to that feedback. So if you feel like calling in anytime after the half hour, please do. But as usual, I need to give a very sincere and a very loud, and I'm good at that, thanks to RBN. Without RBN, I wouldn't have this platform. Could I do it in other places, in other ways? Yes, but not in the fashion, and maybe not even at the level that I can do with RBN. So I'm very, very happy with RBN. As I told you all before, John was a partner with TLB in TLB Talk, the social media platform which sponsors this. So John had a very special And for all of you who don't know, I'm talking about John Stadtmuller, the owner of RBN, who passed not too long ago. And so what I'd like to ask everybody is, if you really like the phenomenal hosts on this network, and I do, there's a lot of them. If you really like the fact that this is a platform that gives you the ability, or anybody on this network, the ability to say what needs to be said, and you as a caller to call in and add your 2 cents worth, then do what you can to help keep them on, help keep them up and running. If you can spare $5 a month, if you can spare $10 a month, do something. And if you want to do a single donation, that's fine. But what would really help RBN is a reoccurring donation, which means you don't have to give $100, but if you can give $5 or $10 a month and make that happen automatically each month, then the reason for that is that gives them a base they can count on. If every once in a while you throw $10 their way, they're going to be very appreciative, and they should be. And I know these people, they will be. But if you have a reoccurring donation of $5 or $10 a month, they can count on that as a baseline for them to run their organization. And again, I consider RBN and TLV Talk to be partners. So I'm going to do anything I can to ensure that this platform continues. Is it worth it? I wouldn't be spending this time if it wasn't. Because you all know Roger has plenty to say. But this is important to me. And it should be important to everybody out there who believes that we have to maintain our ability to talk. And we will. Okay. I also would like to say thank you to Sam. And Sam is the producer of this show. Sam does a great job. Again, when I yell, Sam keeps your eardrums from exploding. When I whisper, he makes sure you can hear me. Sam does a great job because Roger's voice is all over the spectrum and nobody has any doubt in that who listens to me. So Sam is a great producer and Sam gets my thanks every single week. But also Annie does of Shake and Wake Radio because she replays this show on Shake and Wake Radio every Thursday, as well as hosting my other show, which is Eagle's Eye Report, and that is on every Wednesday. And I have a co-host called Stephen Roberts, who's a great co-host, and that's a great show as well. But if you stop to consider between the three of them, they are pretty much critical in the Liberty Beacon Project getting as much of the word out as we possibly can. So they all deserve my thanks every week. And that's the first thing I do when I start the shows. I also state that the message I'm giving you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. If you're getting tired of hearing that, I'm not getting tired of saying it. For anybody out there who thinks that I do this for grandstanding, or that when Roger gets angry and raises his voice, he's trying to grandstand. No, I'm not. When I'm angry, you know it. When I'm happy, you know it. And the reason why I continue to do that is because that is my honesty coming through to you. If I talk in a monotone voice and I say everything in a monotone voice, how do you know what really upsets me and what doesn't? How can you truly judge my character? Now, sometimes do I maybe yell a little bit too loud? Well, I'm trying to get away from that. But again, it's always done because that's exactly how I feel at the second. So this is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in your face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action or the course of actions we're being dragged down. And again, these are all vital points. So I'll state one more time. At the bottom of the hour, when we come back from the break, if you would like to call in, I would appreciate hearing from you. If not, believe me, Roger has plenty he can say. I don't think anybody doubts that. Excuse me. Now, let's bust right into this, okay? Again, the title of the show is Drowning in Incompetence and Tyranny. And let me get through these six basic points. I've got 15 minutes to do that. The first one is, when is a recession not a recession? Politicians like to redefine words to escape blame and to fool people. A blatant example of this recently happened to the longstanding definition of vaccines. They don't, the word doesn't mean the same thing today that it did 2 years ago. But the definition of a recession has always been when the GDP declines for two straight quarters. Unless, of course, Joe Bob's handlers see, I don't know, the self-preserving need to change said definition and tell him as much. Everybody here understands that the reports are in and we have two quarters, right, with declining GDP. All the way up to Joe Bob getting into office, that was the definition of a recession. Now it's not anymore. It just stopped being that because Joe's handlers told him and told Jean-Pierre and all the rest of them that they can't call that a recession anymore. Why? Self-preservation. So you're going to be lied to, or information that's pertinent to you planning your future is going to be withheld from you because it's to their benefit. A definition that has stood for a half a century no longer stands. The definition of a vaccine, which has stood for almost 100 years, no longer stands. Why? It's no longer convenient to them to use the definition. So we change it. That's my first point. And we're going to go pretty much all over the map today, but I want to give you guys plenty of stuff to talk about if you do decide to call in. And any one of these topics is on the table, as well as anything else that's in your face today. Again, this is a show where we discuss, what do we discuss? Drowning in incompetence and tyranny. Second point, how did fully vaccinated Joe Bob get COVID? Okay, first off, Joe Bob spent a lot of time telling us over and over again, and there are YouTube videos all over the place and other videos, BitChute, Rumble, all of them. And what are they telling you? You're hearing Joe Bob say that if you get vaccinated, you're not going to have to worry about getting COVID. You're not going to have to worry about transmitting COVID. You got to go out and get vaccinated. This is Joe Bob. Joe Bob is the president of the United States, or the puppet in chief. He is the puppet, the main puppet, because anybody who believes he runs this country, you have a severe deficit in intellect. Or you just haven't done any reading or haven't watched any news in 2 years. Okay? So what is a vaccine? Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, I had an incoming call and I wanted to shut that off so that it wouldn't be bothering us here. Okay. What is a vaccine? A vaccine is a component or a mechanism of Big Pharma that states you are given a vaccine because it will train your body to fight off a known virus, meaning it cannot take over your body. If it can't take over your body can't store it. If your body can't store it, you can't transmit it. This is the function of a vaccine. This has been the definition of a vaccine for over 100 years. It isn't anymore, okay? Because if Joe Bob is fully vaccinated, which he has bragged about over and over again, how did Joe get COVID? All right, I'll bet, knowing just how dangerous these jabs really are, and given his age, that Joe Bob never actually really got a vaccine. And I could go a lot deeper into that as to this is not really a dangerous, not any more dangerous than a bad flu season. But again, considering his age, so on and so forth, and maybe he has some comorbidities, but I would tell you, knowing how dangerous these vaccines are, being the most deadly pharmaceutical component on the planet today, Joe Bob never got any of them. So how did Joe get COVID? Did Joe actually really get COVID? All right. And now, after the start treatment of Paxlovid, did he rebound? Yes, he did. And he tested positive again. I've got another question for everybody listening. Is this a way to semi-isolate Joe Bob and keep him from making more blatant and damaging gaffes and mistakes? If we are to believe that Joe is not only sick the first time around, but even after this Paxlovid, which is supposed to be a miracle drug, he has all of a sudden tested positive again. And as long as Joe has got COVID, they have an excuse to keep him away from the mic a vast majority of the time and thus keep him from making mistakes and keep him from nosediving the Democratic Party even further into a pit so deep they can never dig their way out of, especially prior to the 2022 midterm elections. Okay, that was point number two. Let's go to point number three. How do we fight a war or protect America if our military can't even recruit, which they can't right now? They're paying literal hell trying to get anybody to sign up, or maintain the personnel that are already in there. There's a lot of them walking out due to forced wokeness, loss of public faith in said military, Afghanistan debacle, and vaccine mandates. Okay, let's get into that just a tiny bit. If you mandate a vaccine to prevent close quarter transmission, and this is what they're being told, in a tank, you're very close quarter. In an aircraft, you're very close quarter. And they could go on and on. On a ship, you're very close quarter. So if you have a virus that you can transmit, then the vaccine, if it was truly a vaccine, would be a very important component to help solve that issue. And that's the stated reason why this is mandated to our military. But transmission is not prevented by these vaccines. So why are they mandated? If this will not stop you, and the head of the CDC and the head of the FDA have already admitted this, that transmission is not stopped by these vaccines, why are they mandated? And why are you kicking people out who refuse them if they won't do the one thing that you're telling them they have to take it for? In other words, you need to play Russian roulette. Here's a gun. I just spun the chamber. There's a bullet in one chamber. You point it at your head. You pull the trigger. Okay? If you don't kill yourself, you can stay in the military. This is what we're talking about. Because the repercussions of taking this pharmaceutical product are the worst of any pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity, globally. But you're going to tell our military you need to do this to prevent transmission when we know for a fact now, the CDC will tell you, the FDA will tell you, even your doctor, and if they won't, you better find another doctor, that they will not stop transmission. That the majority of people dying today from COVID are fully vaccinated. So why are we destroying our military for something that can't happen? Why? Just another big question for everybody to think about. And why are you, again, kicking people out who refuse them? Is the goal the intentional destruction of the U.S. military, because it sure as to hell seems so, between the wokeism and the vaccine mandates? It is literally destroying this military. You cannot get recruits, and people who would normally have stayed in for 20 years to collect a pension are walking away. And these are the most valuable people in the military because they have the most knowledge on the equipment. They have the most experience in the field. These are the people you want to maintain, and these are the people walking out on you. So if this is not intentional, you tell me why you are forcing someone to take something that could kill them or maim them and won't even work to do what you're forcing them to take it for, prevent transmission. That's where we are, people. Let's go to the next point. Next point is, who is responsible for the global economic collapse? The same criminal bankers, the global elites, who facilitated the 2008 financial crisis with zero punishment. are now intentionally destroying the global financial system in order to replace it with something that's even worse: social credit scores, digital identity, and central banking digital coupons, CBDCs, which will give them the ability to control not only your individual finances, but everything in your life. Next one. FBI whistleblowers step up to report that Hunter Biden's crimes are intentionally buried to protect the puppet in chief, Joe Bob, while agents are pressured and even bribed to elevate cases from conservatives or concerned parents to domestic terrorism levels or domestic danger levels. Intel agencies, CIA, NIS, etc., and law agencies, DOJ, FBI, etc., are now corrupt and serve the deep state, not we the people. Because if they serve we the people, none of this would be happening. But it is. They stopped serving you a while back. It has grown in leaps and bounds when the puppet in chief took over. My last point. As the southern border invasion continues to intensify and the blowback hits Washington, D.C., bust in migrants from Florida and Texas, we now find out that Joe Bob's administration, under extreme pressure, is actually funding the building of a section of border wall in Arizona. But when confronted with these facts, they reply in this fashion: we are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall. That was Jean-Pierre. But the truth is so divorced from this statement as to make it a lie of the highest magnitude, and we know it. The only reason the wall didn't get finished, and there were massive sections of wall laying all over the ground waiting to go up, and Joe Bob put an immediate stop to that when he got into office. And now, because the pressure is starting to turn on them, all the way up to and including the mayor of Washington, D.C., stating, I need military help here. I need the National Guard here. This is overwhelming us. What about Texas? What about New Mexico? What about Arizona? What about them? You never hear anything from these blue states or blue cities until they get put in the clamps. Once they're in the clamps, all of a sudden, they're screaming the same tune that the Republicans or the conservatives were. Does that make any sense to anybody? And that was done intentionally. It was all done intentionally just to see what she would do. And she did exactly what everybody, every conservative out there expected her to do. We are looking right now. Let's go back to the name of the show. We are looking at a country and a world that is drowning in incompetence and tyranny. I just went through 6 points that shows you the absolute tyranny and stupidity that is ruling your life today. And if you don't think you need to do something come election time this fall, if you don't, this won't get better. They will take that as a sign of you agreeing with everything they say, and your life will go to hell in a handbasket. You will literally fall off the cliff you're teetering on right now. You need to wake up, people, because every time I do this show from now on, I'm going to give you at least 6 of these talking points, and they won't make you feel good. That I can promise you. We'll be back. Disturb the sound of silence.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening.
Okay.
People writing songs.
All right. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. I keep talking about this song like it's something special, and it actually is. If you stop and just put those two things into perspective, okay? How many people are we listening to today, and they're using a lot of words, but they're actually saying nothing to us or nothing that's true? And how many people are stating that they, yeah, I heard that, but you got no true meaning out of it. You didn't take the time to go and do any research on it. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening. These are the words that Simon and Garfunkel came out with, what, 30, 40 years ago or more? Did they have a crystal ball? This is the world we live in. And I'm not surprised, because I didn't have a lot of shows where I actually took calls. So if we don't get any calls today, I'm not going to be seriously disappointed. But at the same time, I would like to have them. So if you're listening and you would like to call in, please do. But I have plenty to say. And I'm going to go back to each one of these points, and I'm going to add a little bit of information to them, because each one of these points could be a show in themselves. The first point I did was, when is a recession not a recession? You're being told, even though, as I said, for since the definition of a recession was first thrown in our face by our government, that two quarters with a GDP decreasing was a recession. We're not only seeing this, but we have economist after economist not associated with the government telling us flat out we are in a recession. But that is suicide for the Democrats, especially when you figure that usually by the end of this month, it doesn't matter what you do after the end of July. Once you get into August, people's minds are already made up, and how they're going to vote is within a 90 to 95% margin of how they're going to vote in November. End of story. So what you're hearing is we can't be telling people that we're in a recession. Okay, but they're telling you we have 9.1% inflation. I'm telling you that's an even bigger lie than we're not in a recession. And how do I know that? I want you all, and if you haven't heard me say this, please listen up. If you have heard it, have a little bit of patience with this, please, because it's important. I want you to go out and look, or if you can, remember the price of 20 to 30 items that you purchased on a regular basis 2 years ago. Then I want you to go to the store the next time you go in, and I want you to literally jot down the prices, and jot down the prices that you remember first before you go to the store. Then when you go come back from the store and you've got these prices jotted down, what I want you to do is compare the two of them and figure the percentage or the increase in price. Now I want you to take all 20 of them and average together. How do you do that? You add all the prices together, the increases, the percentages together, and you divide by the number. If you've done 20 of them, you divide by 20. You've done 30, you divide by 30, and that gives you an average. I'm going to guarantee you, you're not going to come up with 9.1%. Now, what they're using to tell you it's 9.1% are things that you may never buy, things you may never be involved in, but this is what the government can use to tell you what the inflation rate is, because we started this all off by telling you the government changes the definitions of things at their convenience. If you sit down and you figure out what has inflated and by how many percentage points over the last 2 years, you will not come up with 9.1%. I'm going to tell you right now that at the beginning, or excuse me, in the depths of the Great Depression, okay, inflation was at 23%. Please go look it up. And now I'm going to tell you that the inflation you're looking at right now is between 17 and 20%. They didn't call it a Great Depression because it was a little blip on the map. They called it a Great Depression because it literally destroyed a huge portion of this country. It put people in breadlines all across the country. It caused mass starvation in America. It caused mass migration in America. And I'm going to tell you right now, that may be 3 to 5 percentage points more than what we have right now, but we're getting there. They can't tell you that. They won't tell you that. They won't tell you we're in a recession, even though we are. They won't tell you the actual interest rate, okay? The actual inflation rate. They won't tell you that. Why? Because they're going to lose their power. And in order to maintain their power, you need to be lied to. That's paramount. It's absolutely paramount. You need to be programmed with ignorance. Gee, how many times has Roger used the statement programmed ignorance? How many times have I told you that the mission statement of the entire Liberty Beacon Project, all six of our websites, even the ones scattered across the globe, is the eradication of programmed ignorance? They are absolutely in a position right now where they are forced to program you with ignorance, or know that they are going to lose in a fashion they haven't lost in a long time. And that's about to happen. There's only two things that can prevent that. They either get enough of you programmed to the point where you believe that all of this is actually for the best, or two, Joe Bob steps up and declares a national emergency and puts all of the elections on hold until that emergency is deemed by him to be over. And that's within his power. And there's already been discussion about that. So, again, We're looking at a situation that is far beyond or far outside the realm of what you're being told it is. But what's new? This wasn't this way when I was young. Am I trying to tell you that everything was perfect when I was a kid? No. Am I trying to tell you there wasn't tyranny in our government when I was a kid? I can't even say that. There was a president, Dwight D. Eisenhower, on his way out, made a speech to the United States on TV, one of the first televised speeches along that line, whereby he warned America of the power, increasing influence and power of the military-industrial complex. What you don't know and what got cut off of that, so you didn't see it, but if you go to the archives, it's still part of it, is that he also warned about the big media. And he also warned, a big warning, about the pharmaceutical complex. Yes, he did. Take a look at the vaccines. Take a look at the global proliferation. Take a look at the increase in infertility. Take a look at the increase of myocarditis. Take a look at the increase of deaths far beyond anything we've ever seen. They call them unrelated deaths, and I could go on and on. The power of the military-industrial complex, the power of big pharma, the power of big media, and the power of big tech today overshadow the voice of we the people in such a fashion that if we don't dig our way out of this programmed ignorance they have taken the last 50 years to stuff us into, what the hell are we leaving for our children? Stop and think about that. What is the most important part of our civilization? Wouldn't that be our children? What are we leaving them? Look around you today and realize it's not getting better. It's getting worse by the day. Then look at your child and ask, what will they think of you long after you're gone? And they're living in a world where they are subjugated beyond belief. Don't pull back like Roger's saying something stupid right now, because you all understand what I'm saying. This is where we're headed. How will you be remembered by your children? How? I can tell you right now, unless we step up and say and do something very quickly, it ain't gonna be good. We will be remembered by our children as the most failing generation in the history of this planet. Because our government will be gone, America will be on her knees, global governance will be in, everything you think, do, and say will be controlled, even to the point whether you are allowed to live or not. Not a joke, an absolute fact. This is what you're about to leave your children if you do nothing. I'm going to stick my neck out here and say that people that would listen to a show like this, knowing the type of things that Roger discusses, aren't going to do that. I would say the people that would listen to my show are the people who will be doing something. And for that, I'm proud. I am. So let's go on to the next point, okay? And let's dig a little bit deeper into that. How did a fully vaccinated Joe Bob get COVID? This is the guy who told everybody over and over again that you need to get vaccinated. If you get vaccinated, you never have to worry about this. Yet now we have a CDC. Now we have an FDA. Now we have even Tony himself, Anthony Fauci, stepping up to say, well, we kind of knew that it, you know, wouldn't keep you from transmitting. We kind of knew. But yet, you're going to, I'll say this once again, don't roll your eyes into the back of your head, you're going to take the most dangerous pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity in the history of humanity, you're going to force them to take it or destroy their lives when you know for a fact it's not going to keep them from getting it, it's not going to keep their body from storing it, it's not going to keep them from transmitting it, and if somebody's going to die from COVID, it's going to be the people that are the most vaccinated, not the people who are not vaccinated. I'm going to tell you something. Do a little research right now. You're going to find out that the healthiest people on this planet are the people who have never had a COVID vaccine. Look at the unexpected deaths. Look at the myocarditis. Look at the infertility. Look at the rise in unrelated deaths. And I could go on and on. These all occur within the realm of the fully vaccinated. The massive increase in death going on across the planet is not in the unvaccinated. It just isn't. Today, the healthiest people on this planet, and remember, damn near the whole planet has been vaccinated. The healthiest people on this planet are the ones who have never had a vaccine, a COVID vaccine. Who's going to tell you that besides someone like me or maybe some of the other great people who have shows on RBN? Who's going to tell you that? Don't hold your breath for anybody else, because it's probably not going to happen. But yet Joe Bob, our president, the guy who told us this, the guy who browbeat us and beat his military into submission to get a vaccine, like I said, that's basically I get a six-shot revolver, I put a bullet in it, I spin the chamber, I walk up to that military individual and I say, point it to your head, and if you survive it, you get to stay in the military. We are looking at the intentional destruction of our healthcare system, the intentional destruction of our military, the intentional destruction of our education system. Take a look around you. If this was a real pandemic and the vaccines actually worked, I would be right on board with everybody else telling you you needed to do this and giving you all the good reasons you had to. That is not reality. That is not the truth. The definition of a vaccine has gone from you can't get it, your body can't store it, thus you can't transmit it, to it's going to make you feel a little bit better, but you can still get it, your body can still store it, and you can still give it to everybody who walks next to you. What? That is reality today. I dare anybody to poke a hole in that. I dare anybody to poke a hole in that. You won't be as sick, you won't be as miserable, but you can still get it, store it, and give it. Why would you destroy your military for something that can't do what you're destroying your military to get them to do? Why? But it's happening. Is Joe Bob being shut up? Is Joe Bob not only getting it once, but even after taking this new highfalutin, you know, medicine that's supposed to make sure that you get just cured big time, even after taking Paxlovid, he still comes up and tests positive again? Is there any reason beyond keeping Joe Bob out of the public's eyes so he cannot continue to destroy even the most minute chances any Democrats may have of possibly even maybe slightly any bitty bit of a chance of winning in November? Do you think this is all about shutting him up and moving him back to his basement? Because if you do, explain what I just asked. I asked a half a dozen questions here, and nobody got a good answer for it. I don't have a good answer for it. I see the truth. I see reality. But they've redefined reality. The COVID-19 vaccine is a vaccine because they tell you today that, oh, don't worry about getting it. Oh, don't worry about your body storing it. Oh, don't worry about transmitting it. You just won't feel as bad. That's why we give it to you, so you won't feel as bad. Are you kidding me? But that's reality. And I double dog dare anybody to try and poke a hole in that. You can't. You can't. And when you live in a reality where your government is burying you in programmed ignorance so that they can not seem as bad as they really are, not seem as evil as they really are, not seem as determined to destroy the nation you live in as they really are, when you see that all around you, and that's what you're seeing. Okay, the next point. Who is responsible for the global economic collapse? How many of you, and I'm not talking about you youngins, because 2008, the crisis, the financial crisis, the housing bubble burst is what we were told it was, is far beyond a lot of your, well, you may have been alive then, but you're not going to remember a whole lot of details. But these are the same people committing the same acts, but on a much larger scale. If you go back and look at articles Roger wrote me, okay, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, almost 14 years ago, right around 2008, I was stating that that was a dry run. And the reason why nobody went to jail, and the reason why you didn't see a massive push to bring these people to justice or to change the system, was because they had literally stressed the system to see what it could take and what direction it would go in. You're looking at the exact same type of situation today, but the difference here is this isn't a dry run. This is the run. And what is the final result of this? We have been talking about this. You've been hearing about this over and over again in bits and pieces. Social credit scores. Look, anybody who doesn't understand this already exists in communist China. You need so many social points before you can buy a dog. You can only get certain types of food if you don't have enough social points, okay? You can't do certain things if you don't have social points. So we're looking at social credit scores. We're looking at digital identity and central banking digital coupons, which means money that is totally digital. That means everything you do, everything you say, every place you go, everything you buy is now a matter of record. Every single thing you do is a matter of record. You want to talk about a totalitarian government? In order to do this, you need to collapse the global economy to the point where they can bring this digital economy in. Nobody's going to put up with it as long as we still have the system we have today. There are far too many people saying, no, I like my privacy, I don't want to do this. But if you collapse the system, look around you, see what's happening, not just in America. Economies are going to their knees. The elites will stand over you while you're on your knees. They will put their hand down, extend it to you, and say, here, let me help you up, and this is all you've got to do. It won't be as good as it was before, but it'll be a lot better than it is right now. And how many people do you think will take that hand and stand up? And those that won't are the ones they don't want around anyway. We're talking about a massive amount of die-off. We're talking about the genocide of almost 90% of humanity. Don't laugh. Don't roll your eyes. There's far too much proof. And the vaccines are one of the biggest. Okay. So let's go to the next one because we're down to about 4 or 5 minutes, okay? FBI whistleblowers step up to report that Hunter Biden's crimes are intentionally buried to protect the puppet in chief, while your issues, you found out that they're teaching critical race theory to your children, which basically tells them that you as a white person are evil if you're white, or you as a black person, you're not evil, but you are so severely mistreated you need to hate those whites. Everything Martin Luther King struggled for and died for is being ripped right away from his credit. They are literally trashing everything Martin Luther King lived for. What did he live for? He lived to say we are all equal, not that white people are evil and black people are better. And I don't believe that either. This is what's being forced on our throats. So if you go to school and you tell your teachers or you tell the PTA, you tell, hey, I don't want any of this for my kid. This is absolutely wrong. Or if you don't want your children coming home to say, hey, I was told today that I'd have more fun if I was a girl. Your little boy says that. And if you say, over my dead body, that ain't going to happen. When you're old enough, when you're 18, you want to do that, you do it. He goes back and tells his guidance counselor that. And the next thing you know, somebody from the Department of Justice is knocking on your door telling you you're about to lose your kid. Do you think I'm kidding? Joe Bob's son, all of the absolute proof, the absolute proof of the massive crimes committed are being buried by the FBI intentionally, yet you worrying about your child is going to put you on the list as a domestic terrorist and the DOJ will visit your house. Stop and think about what Roger just said. In other words, if you don't kowtow down, if you don't bend a knee and genuflect to Joe Bob and the deep state, you're a domestic terrorist now. But yet those who commit massive crimes against this country and against we the people will be hidden, forgiven, and in some cases even patted on the back and rewarded. This is the country you live in and the southern border. That was the last point I gave you. Why is Joe Bob building the wall? Because he knows and the Democrats know there's an election coming. They need to do something, anything, to try and get a little bit of positive media on their side. Because even the mainstream media, which is the biggest traitor on this planet, our mainstream media, has almost had enough and are starting to report something even close to the truth. So look around you, people, and understand that we're coming up on the most important election this country has seen in a very, very, very long time. And do not trust the conservatives you send, but send a lot of conservatives. And why do I say do not trust them? Because a lot of them are bought and paid for. You tell them, we know, and you've heard this from me before, we know what recall is. We are sending you to Washington, D.C. to represent us. We need to get out of this absolute plot of quicksand we're in. We're all about to drown. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to represent us, and this is what you're going to represent. And if you don't, we will bring you back here so fast, you'll get whiplash. And we'll send someone else who will represent us. If we don't speak up now, shut up. Go away. Don't listen to any of these shows anymore. Because there won't be a future for you or your children. Have a good week. In the signs and the words on the prophets are written on the subway walls. In tenements.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially